What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Balls, Sticks, and Fists. It's your favorite show without intro. And we are live. I'm your host, Keaton, joined by my co-host, Sam. It is Thursday, November 7th. And we are back. So we're here with a little Week 11 preview.
Yeah, it's getting closer. Or is it Week 11 or Week 10?
Well, it's Week 11, but it's Games 10.
Okay.
You know
yeah, it's kind of crazy. Already in Week 11.
Yeah, we got 3 weeks left in the season. And I still don't know who the best team is in football.
Yeah, this is like the craziest college football season I've ever seen.
I kind of know who the best team in football is.
I think it's Oregon.
Record-wise, it's Oregon. Who I actually think the best team is not Oregon.
Who do you think the best team is?
I think Ohio State's the best team.
Really?
Yeah. I think if you put them against Oregon, I think on a neutral site, I could see Ohio State being favored by that 3.5 mark again.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it would be 3.5. I think it'd be closer to pick 'em.
I mean, after the game, Josh Pate reached out to his FanDuel friends, and they said on neutral side to be 3.5.
Really? After the game, or like right now?
After the game.
I don't know. I think Oregon's just like kind of humming right now. I'm still not like sold on Ohio State's like offense.
Should be.
Why? What have they done that makes me feel real good about their offense?
Doesn't matter. They find ways to win. They have so many ways to beat you. Like, they can win without throwing the ball vertical. They don't need to throw the ball vertical.
I do think if they keep running Will Howard and, like, making him a threat to run, that'll open up the run game so much. Yeah. And I think their offensive line is way better not having that kid at tackle. Like, not the starter. I'm talking, like, Sam. The backup and bumping.
Yeah, they bumped Donovan to the tackle, then brought Henson in for at guard. I mean, dude, if they had Simmons at tackle still, I mean, that left side of the offensive line would be humming.
Yeah. I mean, I just watched the basically every important play of the film from that game on Saturday. Basically, I mean, what it looked like, Chip Kelly was just out-scheming Tom. I mean, it was going both ways. Like, Penn State would be in zone, they'd run a play, and then they'd get him out of zone, or out of man, and run zone, and then they'd just dice him up.
Yeah, I thought it was a great game called by Chip, and part of that, I think that's, they have so many ways to beat you, I mean. I think they could end up playing Oregon 3 times.
Yeah. I mean, what happened, like a lot of those pitches in the speedos, they kept overloading the other side, and then there was just a linebacker and a defensive end, and the defensive end was crashing because the tackle was blocking down.
Yeah.
And then they ran speedo, and there was just a linebacker there.
Yeah, that concept was nice. But then whenever they just ran like this straight pitch outside, I think I found someone who likes that play more than Artie Smith. It's Chip Kelly. need to burn it, though. Need to burn it. I like the one where he acts like, when they do that speed option to the right, to the boundary. It was like 12 yards a clip every single time they ran that.
Well, the pitch, Tom Allen adjusted pretty nice after the first – their first real drive.
Yeah.
They shut it down, but.
All right, so in the college football world on Tuesday, most important thing that happened on Tuesday was the playoff rankings, of course. So what did you think about the rankings? So we'll go through them real quick. 1, Oregon, obviously. No surprise there. 2, Ohio State. I really wasn't surprised by that at all. I thought they were going to come in at 2.
I was a little shocked just because of their SEC bias. I thought they'd throw Georgia at two.
Yeah, but we'll get into Georgia in a little bit. Three Georgia, four Miami, five Texas, six Penn State, seven Tennessee, eight Indiana, nine BYU, 10 Notre Dame, 11 Alabama, and 12 Boise State. But obviously, bracket-wise, Ohio State would be at 5.
Yeah, BYU would be at 4.
And BYU would be at 4.
I mean, it's just, if you're Penn State, you got to feel real good about these first rankings. I think that, I mean, I don't know how BYU and Indiana are not, like, up there.
I feel like this is, like, BYU goes to Utah this weekend, and I want to take them -2.5, but, like, I'm like, what if this is, like, one of their, like,
slips? Yeah, I kind of wanted to take Utah just because, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but
like,
Utah's bad, dude. They're bad.
Yeah, they are bad, but so is – I don't think BYU's really that great. I don't know.
Yeah, they've won games that they've been outgained in.
They've been outplayed in a couple of their wins.
They just find ways to win. It's weird. But there's been a couple spots where I'm like, I want to take BYU here, and I just like don't.
And then they end up blowing them out.
Yeah, then they end up blowing them out, and the game's over by like mid second quarter. I'm like, I should have taken them.
Yeah, I think I took them like twice this year.
Yeah, so I might add them, but I don't know about that.
But Indiana, I mean, that doesn't make much sense to me at all.
No, it's just, like, there's really no room for error with them. But, like, if they lose...
Nah, I think if they lose a close game versus Ohio State, that they're fine.
Well, yeah, Ohio State, I don't think they'll drop, like, that much. Like, probably, like, drop, like, a spot or two.
But, like, if they lose to, like, Michigan or something, I mean, you probably don't deserve to be in.
What, a little 5-win, a 6-win Michigan team?
Yeah.
Like, fighting for bowl eligibility.
Can't throw a forward pass.
Yeah, but next year whenever they have Milton Ross, that'll change things, right? Because it's definitely the quarterbacks and not, you know, scheme or anything like that.
I mean, I think it's just all around.
Yeah, I think it's incompetence on the coaching staff. I think it's...
I mean, that they're going to all get fired, wouldn't you think? You think Moore's back next year? That'd be crazy.
I think he's back next year.
I don't know how you can do that next year. Like, what has he shown other than that he just wants to run the ball 60 times a game?
Bro, he has that trick play in every single big game. Like,
he's just a running back pass.
He's just an offensive goober. Like, I mean, the offense, you know. The thing is, I never thought their offense was, like, good. It was good because of the players they had, but, like, the type of offense they were trying to run, I don't think you can run that with every single type of team that you have.
No, the scheme was not. Like, that was made for that team.
Yeah.
And they honestly probably should have let JJ throw a little more, honestly.
Yeah, I know. JJ would only throw the ball, like, 12 to 13 times a game.
Yeah. And I thought he was good.
Yeah, whatever.
you're lucky he didn't get hurt this year because he'd be leading rookie of the year conversations.
Why am I lucky? Who do I have in the rookie of the year? Who the hell do I have in the rookie of the year?
Being good would piss you off so much.
JJ being good, bro. I'd much rather have JJ leading the Vikings than fucking Sam Darnold. JJ's body couldn't fucking handle dropping back 20 times in a preseason football game. Like, come on. It couldn't. Like, he was only.
It's because all the rest of the guys coming out of college are 28 years old, and he's actually 20.
No,
21.
He was only used to dropping back 12 times a game, and then whenever he got asked to drop back a little more, and like his body couldn't handle it. So, I mean, what did he end up having? What was it?
Torn ACL, I think.
I thought it was meniscus. Was it meniscus?
Or... Yeah, they thought at first, I think, but I think it was ACL.
I mean, NFC North, best division in football, no?
Yeah, I guess. I don't think anybody in the NFC is a real threat.
Real threat to who?
I don't think anybody's going to beat anybody, whoever wins the AFC. I don't think the NFC team's going
to
win.
See, look, as a Lions fan, if the Lions make it to the Super Bowl, I don't want to see the Ravens.
Yeah, the Ravens would. The Ravens are the best team in football right now.
And strategically, the reason why is it just seems like the Ravens know how to beat the brakes off NFC teams. I think Lamar Jackson's like one loss against an NFC team. He's like 24 and like one or something.
Yeah, and they also play like their styles sucks for Detroit's defense.
And like after I seen what Lamar did against Detroit's defense last year, I really don't want to see that in the Super Bowl. I'd be devastated.
Yeah.
All right, back to some college football. What surprised me, I will say, is the playoff committee having Pitt ranked 18.
You thought they were what?
I'm surprised that they're ranked 18.
Really? Do you think they were going to be like 20s?
I thought once we started getting into the 20s, like 19, I was like, oh shit, Pitt's not even going to be ranked. Like, I thought they were not, like, I was like, holy shit, like, they just dropped out completely.
Yeah. I thought they would, I had them like around 18, I guess. Because it's either like, how is it SMU that good and they were at home, or like, is Pitt not good?
Yeah. I mean, the AP has Pitt at 23.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't, it's so hard looking at these like playoff rankings and like hard telling what they're actually like judging and looking for. You know what I mean? It's kind of just everywhere.
In other news, Billy Napier bought himself another year, which we kind of talked about this a couple weeks ago, no?
Yeah, you said that he was going to be back.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think I said he was going to get fired, but
I mean, just like they've kind of, they haven't looked terrible, you know?
No, I think if Lagway doesn't get hurt last week, you can say that they probably would have beat Georgia.
Yeah, that was a huge blow. That was a huge blow, him with that hammy.
I mean, they said he was practiced on yesterday. So yeah, if he's back versus Texas, like 21.5, I mean, it wouldn't be that.
I mean, Florida's banned for me. As long as Billy Napier's there, I'll never bet on Florida. They're banned.
Didn't you take them against UCF?
No.
Yeah, you definitely did.
All right. So it's complicated. It's a complicated relationship with me and Florida. Right now, they're back on the ban list.
Why? What did they do recently?
It's not about recently. It's about picking your spots. And do I trust them against on the road at Texas? No.
Yeah, but Texas hasn't been looking that great.
Texas receiver just entered the portal. That Cooks.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be allowed to enter a portal this early. Like, what does that even mean? There's no portal right now.
All right. Well, he intends. Well, I don't know though. The guy from South Carolina, the Kamara guy, the linebacker who was
Pitt, he just committed to Kansas.
He just committed to Kansas. So
like, how is that? What is going on?
Dude, I don't know the regulations there or anything.
Unless he was like, did he actually play this year? Was he in the portal like year and didn't get picked up?
He played.
That's crazy.
He literally played snaps. So Billy Napier buys himself another year. They haven't looked terrible. They've looked better. I mean, getting blown out at home against Miami, I was kind of all out on Billy Napier because you can't be embarrassed at home by a rival like that.
Yeah.
Lost to A&M. Lost a close one at Tennessee in overtime.
And then this week.
And then beat the brakes off Kentucky. Had a close game with Georgia, down to your third string quarterback who probably can't complete a forward pass in a live regulation game.
Yeah, I mean, third string, what do you expect, I guess?
Yeah, not everyone can have Ohio State's quarterback room. Texas this week. And we'll see. When's the last time we saw Texas? Is that the
Vanderbilt, I think.
So we'll see how these two squads look.
Yeah, if DJ plays, I mean, I think they can hang with Texas and give them a good game.
Is who's that receiver from Florida?
Eugene Wilson. He's done for the year.
He is. I saw that he didn't play last week, so I wasn't sure if he's going to be.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen that he's done for the year.
All right. If you're a Florida fan, are you happy with them keeping Napier around, or what do you think the temperature is?
I mean, I'm liking what I'm seeing right now. Like, even though they're losing, like, they're in games and they're fighting. Like, they're not a bad team. At least not as bad as we thought after week one.
I'll be interested to see what they do next year with Lagway, full-time starter.
Yeah, I think I mean, if he full-time starter, I think he has a good. They have a good team coming back.
It's just, I mean, if you're a Florida fan, you kind of just gotta be shifting your focus to next year. I mean, you gotta hope that all right, make a bowl. But to make a bowl game, you're gonna have to upset either Texas, LSU, or Ole Miss. You're going to have to win one of those three games, and then you got to beat Florida State. And then you're bowl out.
It's crazy. All these games seem to be on the road.
I mean, well, they have at Texas, then their LSU home and Ole Miss home.
Okay. Well, they were at Tennessee. Georgia's played it in Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, I mean, next year's going to be played in Atlanta. Real neutral site there.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it was in Jacksonville. I mean, that's not really that close, but...
Yeah, well, it's just because that stadium's getting brand-owed. Okay. So then they're going to move it to...
Yeah, Georgia always plays, like, these non-conference games, and they're always in Atlanta.
Hey, we got a neutral site game down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, an hour away from our campus. Real neutral site there. Real neutral site. Hey, we play in the SEC Championship game. In Atlanta.
Yeah, that's our neutral site.
It's like, dude, what are we doing, man? I mean, I don't think... I've been off on Georgia for about 2 years now. They just haven't looked good.
Last year, they were one of the best four teams, I think.
Yeah, but they didn't... Throughout that run, though, they did not look solid.
Yeah, they're just like a weird team.
They were still sloppy last year, and now this year, Beck, running around with one of those calendar twins, has thrown 11 interceptions in five games. What is it? Five games, I think?
Three this week, three last week, two or three the week before that.
You cannot be a starting quarterback and turn over the ball like that at that high of a clip. Because against bad teams, you get away with it. Against good teams, you don't.
And he was going to get caught versus Florida, but then the second half, I mean, they had no offense.
I mean, dude, look, Carson Beck has 11 interceptions. He hasn't – I don't think he's looked good this year, no?
No, Carson Beck?
No. Yeah, he's definitely lost himself some money in the draft.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be a top pick, do you?
No. So against AP ranked teams, he's thrown six interceptions.
Yeah, and how many games is that?
ESPN doesn't tell me. It just says first AP.
Texas, Alabama, two right there. Clemson, three.
Let me see all here.
I think it's just three.
So, against Florida, he threw three. Texas, he threw three. Mississippi State, he threw two. I'm not, obviously Mississippi State isn't ranked now. I'm going through like the game splits. Alabama threw three.
Yeah.
So these are like what's he going to do this week against Ole Miss?
I know, that's why I like Ole Miss in this spot.
No. Hold on. We're not talking about them yet.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Like,
if he's turning
the ball over, they have a good offense. Like,
yep. And other news, Dylan Stewart's contract negotiations are good. They're meeting at the table right now, I guess. Week 10 of the season, and we're having contract negotiations for next year.
Yeah, that's why they need to go to contracts or something. That's ridiculous.
I mean, he's definitely earned his money. I think he would have gotten more money this year and next year if he would have just went to Ohio State straight out of high school.
He wouldn't be playing right now, though. Cause...
I mean, now he would. I mean, after the rotate, you know.
Oh, yeah, after the media had to call him out to get him to change.
I mean, that media call has been like 2 years in the – 2-3 years in the making. So,
yeah, they do – they make all these changes and figure it out right before it pens. Like, it's so annoying. Like,
but Dylan Stewart, he's probably going to get – what did they say? $1 million to $1.5 million?
Yeah, $1.5 million to $2 million or $1 million to $1.5 million, something like that.
I mean, he's earned it. I mean, as long as he just doesn't do those celebrations on the field, you know. I mean, that's
all. Yeah, just you never know, like, how true those things are. Like,
what, you know, the numbers?
Yeah, the number. Like, you don't know what the numbers are.
Who released that information?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
His agent. Now, let me tell you why the agent released that information.
Just try and get more offers.
Try to get more offers around the table to drive the price up so then he can be like, hey, Ohio State just offered him 2.2. And then they ask you to go to the South Carolina Collective. All right, here's 2.5. You know, that is...
Yeah.
Like, this is full-on, what do they call it? Smoke screens?
Yeah. Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, it's just smoke screens everywhere. So we'll see if you think he's a Gamecock next year still?
Yeah, I think they'll pay the price.
Dude, when you think about South Carolina, they're a young team, and they're kind of buzzing. Like they're playing good football right now, I'd say.
I mean, you look at their losses. They could be have one loss. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. If some of those games went the other way, but they're a young team, and I think they've learned from some of those losses. Zellers is doing good. Rocket Sanders is doing good. That's tight end. What's his name? Simon or something like that.
Yeah.
Solid.
Josh Simon.
Solid squad right now. They got kind of a tricky game this week, though.
Yeah, I mean, at Vanderbilt is really weird. I don't know.
And they're 4.5.
Yeah, that's another thing I don't understand. If everybody's so, Vanderbilt's a good team, like, that's a good win. Why are they underdogs at home against South Carolina?
Yeah, I know. But one more tidbit before we get into this week's games. Miller Moss transferring. I don't know how my source might be wrong on this.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I don't know how true that is, but
I don't want to.
I do think he will transfer, though.
I do not want to spread fake news, but the Twitter outlet I saw it from, I clicked on the profile, I checked it out, seems somewhat credible. This is coming. He got benched. So it's kind of making sense. They're starting the UNLV transfer.
Yeah.
That sophomore. So I think he's going to be out.
I bet he is. If he's getting benched now, I mean, obviously. Who's the top quarterback coming in next year for him? I can't remember.
Hold on. I don't even know. Because that dude's been at USC for a minute, and he sat for a minute. So I don't know how
much. Maiva?
Yeah.
Are you talking about
UNLV? I'm talking about Miller.
Oh, yeah, he waited his turn.
Yeah, so, is he, he's a junior, so he's got one more year. Yeah, I just mean, searched
he,
up his
red shirt. He redshirted 1 year, so.
Yeah, I just searched him up. I didn't see any outlets picking up that. I don't know. There's a lot of. I'm looking at on Twitter. There's a lot of things saying that he's.
Transferring.
Well, there's three. It's all rumors, though. So I'll read.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, I don't know.
all right. I might have got caught. I ain't gonna lie. I might have got caught. Now that I'm looking at this guy's profile picture, I might have got caught. It's a, it's big it's a big justice cartoon thing in an FAU Owls shirt.
I mean, I do think he will transfer, though. I don't know if the rumor of him going to Michigan is true.
His thing is credential media member for Miami Dolphins and FAU men's basketball.
I don't know. It's weird that he's reporting on those two schools.
I don't know. You think I got caught?
I don't know, but I'm saying, like, he will transfer.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
I don't think that, like, is coming out right now.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, you know Lincoln, like, shut down all media access to practices now.
Really? I know he was, like, he didn't have a lot of media during the summer and stuff.
Yeah, during the summer, no media was allowed in, blah, blah, blah. Now, like, you know, like, during the season, there's that media period where they're allowed in practice. Yeah, he cut that out.
Are you just allowed to do that?
I don't know.
Seems kind of like weird. Like, wouldn't everybody just say no media if they had the choice?
Yeah, no. I don't know. You know, Lincoln's living the life, man. He's got a $100 million guaranteed contract. Doesn't have to win games.
Yeah. Can just lose the fourth quarter.
Living in the hills of Hollywood with the house provided to him by the boosters. I mean, man, it's got to be the life. Offensive goober, no defense. Offensive goober that can't close out games, though.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you got to give him another year at least. But
well, yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to buy a bullet. Like, his buyout's like 100.
Not even that. Like, if his buyout was like $2 million, I still think you got to, like, you got to let him try and build something.
Yeah, but next year's got to be the end of the experiment.
I think. If he does the same thing next year, you got to be like, okay. You're probably done.
Yeah. All right, let's get into this week's games. How about it? So, first game I want to lead off with is Miami -11 at Georgia Tech. You might be saying, why are you talking about this game? I'm talking about this game for a couple reasons. Last year, Miami choked this game against Georgia Tech. Number one. Number two, I think Georgia Tech's physical team, and I think they can give Miami some problems. Number three, Haynes Keene's coming back. And number four, Miami's been letting up a lot of points lately. And it could be a weird spot for them. And I think all of Miami's games, the rest of the way is going to kind of be shootouts.
Yeah. I mean, that defense is just atrocious. Like, it's so bad.
Mm-hmm. And I'm interested to see what Georgia Tech's going to do because you know what Georgia Tech wants to do.
They want to run it. So if they burn clock and Cam Ward isn't clicking like that, they could be in for a long game.
Yeah, I just think it's going to be an interesting game to keep an eye on. I mean, 11 points on the road, I was like, dude, Miami should be able.
I was thinking about taking Miami, but then I seen that Haynes King was probably coming back this week.
I don't think I can ever put U.S. currency on Miami and Cam Ward just off the basis of if I have money on them and I see them freaking, like, go 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage and then start, like, tail-lining it for the sideline. I know what's coming, the cross-body throw. Like, if I got to see that happen with, like, U.S. currency on them, I might, like, lose my mind. Like
all the times you bet him last year at Wazoo.
Yeah, I know that. Hey, but it was impossible to sometimes watch the Wazoo games because they didn't have TV contracts.
Yeah, they were on the Pac-12 network.
So sometimes I couldn't watch them because they literally made it impossible to actually watch his games. But yeah, it's funny you bring that up because I did like him at Wazoo last year.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be all over him if he was a Buckeye.
I mean, if he was a Buckeye, seeing him throw that deep ball, that's like the one thing Will lacks. Like, Will kills it in the media. He's, you know, does all the right things. But, dude, watching him throw a deep ball, it's tough. I know at Penn State, I think there was a little windy. Was it windy?
I mean, not too windy. Not, like, enough to, like, affect it.
Maybe on the field it was a little windier. Because, honestly, I think I could have hit Cardinal Tate on that one. All you had to do was not throw it out of bounds.
Yeah, Jeremiah stopped running. But, like, that ball hung up there for, like, 8 years. Yeah, like, the safety literally stopped and looked at it. It was like, oh, it's still coming down.
He throws that Russell Wilson moon ball.
Yeah, but it doesn't
come down like how Russ's comes down.
It just has like no velocity on it. It's just like a lollipop.
It's weird. He's 6'5", like 240, and
you think he'd like launch that?
Well, that's what as we lost Sam there for a second. Chip Kelly in the media. Chip Kelly in the media. Said that, like in the spring, like Will had to work on his throwing mechanics and using his body to throw in the right way. Which we're totally off topic now because somehow we ended up on Ohio State talking about Miami at Georgia Tech. But interesting game to watch there at Miami at Georgia Tech. I'll be honest, I haven't watched Georgia Tech since the Florida State game, week zero. So,
I think.
No,
Louisville, Georgia Tech, Louisville.
I know they played Notre Dame.
Louisville, like, blocked the kick, ran it back.
Oh, yeah, I had money on Louisville that game, I think, to
Georgia
cover.
Tech plus, like, 11, and they blocked a kick and ran it back.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't think I had a TV on for that game, if I'm being completely transparent.
That was the same day as the USC-Michigan game.
Yeah, so... if I'm being honest here, the actual Georgia Tech game I've actually watched was actually week zero against Notre Dame. No.
You mean Florida State? Notre Dame was last year, I think, wasn't it? Or no.
Yeah, but they played Georgia Tech did play Notre Dame earlier this year, though. I meant week zero against Florida State. Fuck. Let's get Georgia -2.5 traveling to Oxford, Mississippi to take on the Ole Miss Rebels. Take it away.
Yeah, I mean, I like Ole Miss in this spot, especially the way Carson Beck's been playing. If you turn it over against Ole Miss, I mean, they're going to make you pay on offense. And yeah. I mean, Georgia's defense really stepped up against Texas, but I don't know if they're really like a Georgia defense. I don't know.
Ole Miss is offense again last week. I mean, I had it on a TV, and it was just deep ball after deep ball. I mean, they were cooking. Jackson Dart was cooking after getting roasted by the Ole Miss old heads after he was seen out going out for Halloween on Thursday, dressed up.
Johnny Manziel, though.
Dude, those Ole Miss message boards are hilarious. I love when people grab screenshots from them. Because, like, think about Oxford, Mississippi, like, the old white male, like, all about, like, class, like, buttoning up your, like, shirt, like, your college shirt, you know, being all proper. And then you got Jackson Dart, like, showing up in, like, baggy sweatsuits, hood on, and then, like, going out on Halloween weekend on, like, a Thursday whenever you're traveling on Friday. I mean, dude, it's so funny.
I do, like, think this Ole Miss offense is a little different than years past. Like, yeah, at least from watching the Oklahoma game, I was really pissed because they didn't cover, but it looked like they can, like, drive the ball and still score without just hitting the one big play.
Yeah, I feel like they had to go through a little identity crisis in those Kentucky and Oklahoma games and the who else did they drop to?
Well, they didn't lose to Oklahoma.
I know, but they lost against
They lost to LSU in overtime.
Oh, yeah. A game that they led the whole game until they lost.
And their defense does look, like, bigger, you know what I mean? Like, up front, they don't look like a typical Ole Miss defense.
Yeah. So, we'll Georgia keys to victory. If Carson Beck turns over the ball two times and Ole Miss takes advantage of it and puts up points, because, you know, good offenses take – good teams take advantages of mistakes, you know. So if Beck turns over the ball and Ole Miss takes advantage of it, I think Georgia's going to find themselves in a big hole.
Yeah, I mean, Kirby's really good in big games too, though. Like, he's going to come out and try and really get the ground game going early.
Yeah, he's going to do that. All right, this might sound, like, completely, like, lopsided and, like, nearsighted and wrong. I like the game being at 3:30 as opposed to 7:30.
Like, just because you think Georgia would be more locked in at 7:30?
Yeah, it's a weird thing, but
I know what you mean. Like,
whenever I
feel
like Ole Miss at night on a 7:30 marquee matchup, it seems like they never show up.
Yeah, and it's the complete opposite with Georgia. Like, when it's night, they always show up, I feel like. Yes. I mean, other than the first quarter against Alabama, but
yeah, so it's kind of, it seems wacky, but I kind of like Ole Miss in the spot at 3:30.
Yeah, I do. I mean, they're a lot similar to, like, Penn State, like in their conference. Like, they just cannot get the big win. So, I mean, that stadium would be rocking, you know.
They need this. They're bad. Yeah. I don't think they can drop another.
No, this is an elimination game.
And if you look at who Ole Miss has left, they have,
hold on. Tennessee? Do they have Tennessee left?
Hold on, dude. Why do I do this sometimes, man?
I'll look it up on my phone.
I got it. They have Georgia, Florida, and Mississippi State left.
Yeah, so you would think, I mean, they win this game, they win out. I mean, they're in, obviously, but
I mean, they can't drop this, though. What are they? They're slated at what right now?
16.
16. 10 and 2 probably gets them in.
Oh, yeah, I think that definitely gets them in. Because, I mean, this weekend, I mean, they're all going to beat up on each other in the SEC, so.
Yeah, so Georgia here, I think they really need to take some pressure off Carson, because I think Carson's trying to do too much. But it's like, I don't know what it is about him. Like, it's not like a first-year starter making these mistakes. He's a.
Yeah, I know, and it just, like, kind of, like, started at a weird time. I don't know.
Yeah, it's almost like it started when, oh, wow. It started when he started dating one of the Cavender twins. Oh, no. And you know Beck, the first time I was introduced to Beck.
Interested in Beck?
Typo. Introduced to Beck was on SEC Burner Twitter. As a freshman, he sent that Snapchat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, he's just a guy that doesn't seem like he's, like, he seems like
all about the game.
Seems like a guy that can be distracted. No?
Yeah, I mean.
I don't want to take shots on his character, but it's just, like, whenever you throw 11 interceptions in 5 games, it's kind of red flaggy.
Yeah. I don't know. It's especially this week. This is the one team I feel like where you can't just turn the ball over, because they'll score fast and then you're down in the hole and you got to get away from the run game.
I think this is like whenever we find out if Ole Miss is like legit.
If they can actually do this, it would be this year.
If they can compete on this stage.
Yeah.
Because it's always been like, all right, they can run up the score against these bombs.
But then usually they get blown out in these types of games.
Yeah, they can't move the ball. Their defense lets up points.
Yeah, the defense can't stop the run at all.
Yes.
I think last time they played last year was over the first quarter. I think Georgia ran for like 400 yards.
Yeah. What else? But it's weird. That Kentucky loss is just
That's such a weird loss.
They couldn't score.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I think they moved the ball though, didn't they?
Not sort of, but not really.
Like in between the numbers.
Yeah, it was weird. South Carolina -4.5 at Vandy.
Yeah, I honestly don't know, but I think I really like South Carolina, but then I don't know.
I would 100% take Vandy money line here. And really? This is as a South Carolina stand.
Well, just because of the emotional win last week.
Yeah, it's weird. The South Carolina team doesn't really put 2 weeks together.
Yeah, I'm just not a believer in Vandy. Like, every time game, like, no matter who they play, it's a tight game. No matter who they play.
Yeah, I'm not high on this Vandy squad either. I think that they're overhyped, if I'm being completely transparent here.
Yeah, and I like USC's defense, or I guess they are USC. Yeah. Their defensive front against, like, Pavia.
Yeah, Pavia's going to be trying to do his thing. Scranton, like, can't do that around here. This is the SEC.
Did it against Bama.
Yeah. No, he wasn't like, I don't think he was like making like plays with his feet here, say.
I thought he had like 100 rushing yards.
Yeah, he might have, and I might be misspeaking.
Let me check. I still can't believe they were ranked in the AP though. No, he didn't have 100 yards. He had 56. But a lot of those could have been taken away from sacks.
Is it bad that like I'm kind of like wishing that they get like ran?
Like you like South Carolina?
No, Vandy.
Yeah, I do not. I want that team to lose the rest of their games. Like the media around that team is just really pissing me off. You can't watch that team and be like, oh, they're a pretty good football team.
Is that like bad?
That you want them to lose?
That I want them to like be like fraud check like so bad.
Yeah, I want it too because everybody keeps talking about teams beating them like they're big time wins.
All right, so Pavia he's their leading rusher, by the way.
Yeah.
Whatever. Colorado -4 at Texas Tech, I think might be game of the week.
Over the other two games,
I'm saying the product that we're gonna see on the field might end up being game of the week.
Potentially, yeah.
I mean, I'm interested to see how this Colorado team comes out to bye. I don't know. Last time they came out to bye, they kind of came out flat against Kansas State. During the bye week, you had Travis Hunter going on a little media tour. Don't like that. You got a season to focus on.
Is he playing this week?
Who, Hunter? Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, I thought he got hurt at the end of the last game.
I think he's playing.
I don't know. He gets hurt at the end of every game. I don't know.
Yeah, you play 140 snaps a game.
Yeah.
Colorado kind of controls their destiny here in the Big 12s. But yeah. It's like you kind of don't want to make the conference championship game.
If you're Colorado?
I mean, depending on how the rankings.
There's no way they would get in if they don't win the conference. They already have two losses.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just interested to see how the committee ranks some of these teams after the conference championship games.
You mean what will be the final rankings?
No, I'm not saying it like that. I'm saying it like, how punished are they going to be for having that extra game and losing?
I don't think those teams will be punished at all unless... and Big Ten won't.
Like, all right, so Ohio State's at 5 right now. And, well, at, you know what I'm saying. Like, they're slotted on the bracket at 5. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So say they lose to Oregon in the Big Ten championship game, right? That's another
loss. If they
lose,
so like last second field goal or, like, by 20 points?
there's not a world that Oregon beats Ohio State by 20 points. So
okay, so it's a really close game, and they lose. I don't think you move a one-loss Penn State ahead of them.
Yeah, but like, so do you keep them at that five spot?
I would. I would think they would.
Well, technically, they can be at two and drop to five and still be five.
Yeah.
Because it's like that. I think that can be the most confusing part. Like the old head.
I don't get why they can't just make it four auto bids, but you just rank the rest. You know what I mean,
dude? Dude, the old heads are gonna be so confused looking at that. Why is Ohio State? Why is there a five next to Ohio State's name, but they're showing up as two? These fuckers can never get it right. that's gonna confuse people. Why is BYU's number nine, but they're showing up as four? Like, that's just gonna confuse people.
Yeah, I don't understand making it like just the top four. Like, just yeah, you get four in. Okay, you make the playoffs. So you're not like the top four though, you know?
Yeah. I'm honestly surprised at how high Boise State's ranked.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody's just like.
I do not
saying they should be in instead of Army, and you know what I mean, the group of five right now.
They have a legitimate chance of like being in the top 12 without like the G5 bid.
No, I think you have to win your conference, don't
no,
you?
No, I'm saying like, but like they have a legitimate. No, I mean.
I'm pretty sure it is, like, the highest conference winner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm saying, like, right now on the rankings, so they have a legitimate shot of being in without, like, them just putting them in because they're the highest G5.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, technically because they're 12, but.
Are they 12? They're 12 on, like, the. Yeah, they are 12 already on the.
Yeah, but I don't know if they just tried to rank them, like, the best group of five is just 12. You know what I mean?
No, they won't do that.
No, I don't know if they were or not. I don't know.
No. Because they were 13 in the AP.
Yeah, because I don't know how you say they're 12 over, like, you know, Texas A&M.
Yeah.
I know one more loss, but.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about the Colorado game. Texas Tech coming off a big win against Iowa State.
Yeah, the offense, like, I mean, they scored when they needed to, but it didn't look like a Texas Tech offense. I guess they were playing in Iowa, and it was, like, basically snowing, but.
Yeah, but this Texas Tech team's weird because they can either put up 60 or they get 60 put on them.
Yeah. And the defense looked good against Iowa State.
Yeah, but I don't think Iowa State's offense is all that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of, it's funny. It doesn't matter. But yeah, Colorado here in charge of their destiny here, and they kind of have a cakewalk. They got Texas Tech.
This is the game I would be most afraid of.
So they have Texas Tech. Oh my god, dude.
Can you pull up a schedule?
Yeah, I'm like out of it right now. Texas Tech. What time do they play?
Holy shit, it's like 4 o'clock.
Alright, hold on. So they got Texas Tech, Utah, Kansas, Oklahoma State. I mean, really, yeah, not a cakewalk.
Kansas is going to beat them, though.
And you know this Colorado. It's like, can Deion. I think this is a big, big point in Deion's coaching career. Can Deion keep these kids focused for 4 weeks without a slip up?
Yeah, I mean, it's.
Without
I can't believe that they're going to have a chance to make a playoff.
Without reading the newspaper clippings, can they get it together and not get high off their own supply?
Yeah, it's. I don't know. This week will say a lot about this Colorado team, I'll say that. I think this is their toughest game by far that they have left.
All right, Bama minus 2.5 at LSU. This is an elimination game.
Oh yeah, this should be a great game. It's essentially a playoff game.
Yeah,
I mean, whoever loses is out.
Bad atmosphere down there in Baton Rouge. It's gonna be one for the ages.
Yeah, and they're bringing a live tiger. They're
yeah,
bringing the live tiger back for this game.
I don't know how I feel about that. If I'm being
just having a tiger chilling on the sideline.
If I'm being honest, I don't know if I love that. I mean, if they're doing that, can we get a live lion on the Lions sideline? Like, how about it? But let's have Dan Campbell just fucking holding the lion by the leash.
Yeah, and then he runs the squad out.
I mean, dude, you know, the MCDC can handle a lion on a leash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no Lions talk. They suck.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, dude, they suck. Can't wait to raise Lombardi. knock on wood. All right, so this is playoff implications. Elimination game. So we think. I think it is. And I think this is a big point in Kalen DeBoer here at Bama.
Yeah, and for Brian Kelly at LSU, I mean.
I mean, Brian Kelly's known for not winning the big one at LSU, let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah. And
or anywhere, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I mean, he never really won the big one, per se, at Notre Dame, neither.
Never. So, Alabama coming in with two losses at Tennessee and at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I like LSU in this spot. I think they're pretty even teams, and the atmosphere is going to be insane.
I know. I feel like
you got to roll with the home team.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch it on TV. It's just that I just can't go behind LSU again. Can't do it, man. I've done it.
Yeah.
I think I've done it three times at plus money this year. I did it Ole Miss. I did it A&M. And I did it.
Ole Miss won. Like that.
Oh
game.
Yeah, I won that. Won. Yeah, I won that game. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All the games I bet on LSU.
Okay. USC.
And the USC. And dude, it's like I love Nosheimer, whatever the hell his name is. He can either be pinpoint accurate and he's like freaking slinging that rock all around, or we saw against A&M. He can throw himself into some interceptions.
I think that's mostly just due to lack of the run game. Where they like wanted him to be like something that he's not, you know what
I mean? Well, dude, it sucks that kid tore his ACL against USC because he really started toting the rock against USC. I forget his name, but he's like a fourth-year guy. Tore his ACL. He was coming off a torn ACL and then tore his other knee, I think, so... He really started toting the rock against USC there.
Yeah, they have to establish some type of run game. You can't throw the ball like 80 times a game.
Against these Bama corners, you might be able to.
Yeah, maybe. It's going to be interesting to see because LSU's defense has been playing better, but they stunk once Marcel Reed came in and started running the ball at quarterback. And what does Jalen Milroe like to do? Run the freaking ball, so I don't know. That's going to be an interesting matchup.
If I'm being completely honest, I don't think Kalen DeBoer is going to win at Bama.
You don't think he's going to win, like, ever, are you saying?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I mean, you can't judge it off the first year.
I mean, I can judge it. If I'm right or if I'm wrong, that's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying you can't say that now when it's his first year.
I'm just not a believer.
Yeah, I mean, the offense is good, though. I mean, that's what he's there for.
All right. Defense. And all right, this is no Kalen DeBoer hate because I think Kalen DeBoer is great. He's won at every single level he's been at. It's just like the lack of... It's just missing something. I just feel like something's missing.
Like they're not disciplined.
Not disciplined. Like, all right, I'll be honest.
They can't really, like, enforce the run.
He lost me whenever I seen freaking receivers doing fadeaways on a QB sneak, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah.
And it's such a small thing, but that's kind of, I'll be honest, that's kind of, and he lost me whenever a player was having a temper tantrum on the field against Vanderbilt and he couldn't get him off the field. you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like an Alabama team. Like, they can't really just enforce their will on the run.
See, look, my thing is will he ever be able to get a defense at Alabama?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see, I guess. He kind of got screwed with, like, the whole secondary leaving.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, at Washington, was that defense, like...
No, the defense was terrible.
Yeah, so, like, that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like,
it's but
like,
it was also a Pac-12 conference.
Yeah, I guess he's going to be able to recruit better and all that. I don't know.
And that's just not the style in, like, the Pac-12. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just don't think – it's my opinion, and my opinion can be shit at times. I just don't know if he's going to – you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think at least in the next 2 years.
Yeah, but I feel like Alabama's, like, just one of them schools that just recruits themselves, so he's going to have the guys.
Yeah, but eventually that wears out.
Yeah.
Eventually, like, that wears out. Because if you're going to Bama because it's Bama, but you're not getting the Bama standard and the Bama wins, then why are you going to Bama?
Yeah, true. I guess it's a little different from basketball. Like, Coach K left and Duke is still, like, getting every single top player.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying, like, Bama's just going to fall off the face of the
earth. They have a top three class again next year.
Yeah. I mean, having top three classes is great and everything, but it's all about development. I mean, Ohio State's been a top three class for fucking every single year Day's been there, and he hasn't won shit.
Yeah.
All comes down to that coaching. And this is that was not meant to slander Cam DeBoer in any way. I think Cam DeBoer is great.
Yeah, I mean, it's super tough to win a national championship.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, don't expect, like, it to be Saban, because what Saban did was not normal.
Yeah.
And no one will ever replicate what, like, Saban did.
No.
BYU -2.5 at Utah. You think BYU slips up here?
I think they have a chance to, yeah.
I don't know.
Just going to Utah is just such a weird vibe.
Yeah, but, dude, BYU owns that state now. BYU owns that state.
Yeah, but...
We're going to go down.
Utah can't score.
Utah's got Zach Wilson's little brother at quarterback right now. I think he's still... Is he still starting?
Well, he did their last game. I don't know if Cam Rising's back. I don't know. He pops up once every 5 games and gets hurt.
Cam Rising's done for the year, bro.
Is he?
Yeah, that's been announced for like 3 weeks now.
I don't even pay attention to it because he comes back and gets hurt and then comes back and gets hurt.
No, he's done. He's been done for a couple weeks now.
Jesus, I don't even know how I missed that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just so irrelevant.
Yeah,
because they were talking about him coming back for another year.
Yeah, they shouldn't. If I'm the collective, I'm not giving Cam Rising a paycheck to come back. Like, I'm not. if he wants a paycheck, he's going to have to be on the coaching staff. If he wants a paycheck, then the University of Utah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into gambling. I'm sitting at 41-26. I really want to get to that. I want to get to that 50 mark. I want to get to that 50 mark. And I want to get to that while staying in the 20s. So,
we'll see if what do you want to just.
So,
I'm good. 9 out of 4. Or 9 and 3.
So, I'm sitting here. And I'm looking at this board. And I don't think there's a game on here that I lose. Knock on wood. So, 41-26. This is not gambling advice. I would not tail these picks. But
why are you betting them?
But I'm gonna start it off with Indiana -13.5 versus Michigan. I'm gonna ride the Cignetti train. And actually, I gotta search this up. Has Indiana covered every single game?
Let me check.
Because I know I've been on. It seems like I've been on them for 7 weeks now, and they haven't let me down once.
They do blow everybody out, so. Did you take them last week?
Yeah. I took them against Michigan State, Washington, Nebraska, Northwestern. I didn't take them against Maryland. I took them against Charlotte. I took them against UCLA.
They're eight and one against the spread.
Which one did they lose against the spread?
I don't know. I just checked on FanDuel.
It must have been FIU. They must have been like 35-point favorites against FIU or something. Because I've been
25.
I've been on. This is crazy how fast the season's going. I've been on Indiana since week three against UCLA.
I took UCLA or Indiana against UCLA, and then
I took them against Charlotte. I didn't take them against Maryland. I should have though. And then I took them against Northwestern, Nebraska, Washington, and Michigan State. I mean, Indiana. How are we doing? Can I get a Hoosiers? You know, like, come on now. Come on. I got Indiana -13.5 versus Michigan. Cignetti, I mean, at home. Let's do it. Let's do it one time for them. I think they've only beat Michigan 2 times in like 40 years or something like that.
Yeah.
So let's do it one time. And let's cover, please. Let's cover. Most importantly, win. And then cover, and then next week, sorry, you're getting your brains blown out in Columbus. That's just how.
Is that next week, or do they have a bye in between?
Yeah, sorry, 2 weeks. Fucking Ohio State has Purdue, then Northwestern, then Indiana.
Okay, that's what I thought there was a little gap.
Yeah. All right, so Indiana -13.5 versus Michigan. Clemson -5.5 at Virginia Tech. Clemson coming off a little ass whooping against Louisville, so I think they're gonna bounce back. I think they're gonna bounce back here against Virginia Tech. Hopefully, I mean 5.5. I think that's way too little points. It's like a trap. It's like, hey, take Clemson.
I mean, Louisville ran all over them, and Tech likes to run the ball. So I don't know.
Ole Miss money line. We already talked about it. Colorado -4.5. Already talked about it. And let's not forget, at the halfway point of the season, I told you guys Colorado was going to win the Big 12. It's just how it is. I'm a sniper like that sometimes.
Until they lose this week.
Yeah, then I'll say I never said that again, and I was joking. Pitt -7.5 versus Virginia. Pitt coming off an absolute ass whooping. They totally forgot how to play football. The offense hasn't looked right since the Cal game. And I got a little proposition for Cade Bell. Screw the fancy shit. Screw whatever you're trying to do on offense. Let's establish the run game. How about it? It seems like they never run the ball. It seems like the only time they run the ball is on 3rd and 2. That's what it's that's what it feels like. And if it's 3rd and 2, I don't want Dez running it. I'm sorry, I love Dez. He's electric, but how about we use Rodney Hammond a little bit? How about we rotate? Like, come on, what are we
doing?
Does
he even play? Has he been getting in?
He plays some snaps, but Dez plays like 90% of the offensive snaps, like 95. It's like, dude, how about we run Rodney a little bit? Like, it's a completely different back. He can run behind his pads. Not saying Dez can't run behind his pads, but he's different physical stature. And let's do it. Let's run the ball. Let's run the ball here. Take some pressure off Eli. Like, dude. These teams aren't afraid of you running the ball against them. That's why they're dropping 9 or 8.
Yeah.
They're dropping 8, dropping 9. Because
taking away the explosive play.
Guess what? They know that you ain't going to run the ball. So, and then you're kind of predictable when it's 3rd and 1 and 3rd and 2 and you're trying to run the ball and then you're running when you don't get it. Like, how about you run the ball in these light boxes? How about it? That sounds smart, no?
Yeah. I mean, that's the only way to get them, the safeties down in the box is
I mean,
running
offensive,
the ball.
Offensive guru this, offensive guru that. One key part of every offense is a run game.
Yeah. No good offense doesn't have a run game.
It's like, if you look at what establishes a good offense, it's not 7-on-7.
Yeah.
It's those trenches.
Maybe they can. Maybe that's why he's not.
Well, the offensive line is not that good either, at all. But I mean, I can't. I'll be honest, dude. I'm geeking about next week.
What, Clemson?
Dude, I can't wait. Like, I got, like, I feel like it's Christmas, man. I wanted to, like.
I'm going to the Whiteout this week.
Are you actually?
Yeah, I got free tickets.
Last second.
Yeah.
Didn't feel like buying a Peacock subscription, so you just decided to go to the game. Oh, that's funny. Dude, I sent in the group chat, I said, anyone want to go to Pitt, Virginia this weekend? I got no response. I was like, geez, I guess.
Is that at Pitt?
Yeah, it's at Pitt. And it's the atmosphere, dude. I would look at ticket sales. I mean, it is going to be quite a crowd down there. Maybe.
Oh, yeah? Wouldn't the whole $12 to go down?
I mean, you act like that's a bad thing, at least in our price gouging.
Yeah, true, because nobody wants to go.
All right, but at least there's no price gouging. Like, it's like, oh, dude, it's $12 to go down the Pitt game. Yeah, at least I'm not paying $300 to go sit, like, somewhere. All right,
relax.
Come on. No price gouging. Take it away.
I mean, Trump said he's lowering the ticket prices for sporting events. So.
Yeah, I'd love to see him go up against the NFL on them and then slashing their ticket prices. Yeah, fucking NFL owners are gonna love what Trump goes, hey, your ticket prices are too high. they're gonna okay. be like, all right, yeah, get out of the building.
Alright, well, I am two games under 500, but I only had one play last week, so first play, Penn State -13.5. This is a multi-unit play.
You gotta stop losing money on this team, dude. How much? No,
what are you talking about?
You lose money on this team every single week.
They covered against Wisconsin. That was the only time I threw more than one, other than West Virginia, and then last week.
What's your record with Penn State? What's Penn State's record against the spread this year?
Okay, I'll tell you the games I took them. Took them against West Virginia, 1-1. Took them against Kent State, 2 wins. I took them against Illinois, that's a loss. 2-2. 2-3. 3-3. 3-4. Okay. But my big games were Wisconsin and West Virginia, so. And USC, but. That's just because I was there. And Ohio State, but that's because I was there.
So you had more multi-unit games.
Yeah, but it's not because I think. It's because I'm going. I am going, but I do think that they're going to cover this week. Like, I really like them to cover against Washington.
Right.
I mean, Washington can't. I don't think Will Howard or Will Rogers has thrown a touchdown in, like, how many weeks? I just seen the stat yesterday. And he hasn't thrown a touchdown in 2 weeks, so. I don't know. I just think Penn State comes out hungry. I mean, they still got a lot to fight for here. Still can make the playoff, have a good seed. I think they come out night game.
Bro, do you see Pat saying that Penn State... He was told by, like, some random guy at Penn State that Penn State might not be able to host a playoff game.
Why?
Because
of the stadium?
No, it's not the state. It's the play. It's fake. It's fake, by the way. But so the weekend of when the first round playoff would be is the weekend of the winter graduation.
Yeah.
So, like, all the hotels...
I mean,
they would say
everything and have the playoff game.
Well, yeah, but all the hotels are, like, booked.
Yeah.
So, like, obviously, like, they're still... It's a small tidbit thing that I don't know why Pat said it on his nationally televised show, because it's completely wrong anyways. All right, go ahead.
But anyways, Penn State -13.5. I think they win by way more than two touchdowns. I think it's a blowout in Happy Valley.
All right.
West Virginia +4.5 against Cincinnati. I think Nico's jump-started this team a little bit, coming off a bye. Cincinnati ain't that good.
Is Nico started?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm surprised you're not taking money line here. I know you like West Virginia money line.
I was thinking about it, but.
Oh, we lost him. Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. We lost him.
The hell keeps doing that, dude? He's back. Bumps me out.
He's back.
But yeah, I think it is going to be a close game, whether they win it or lose. So, field goal game. I'd rather take the 4.5.
Yeah, West Virginia money line always talks to me like the Green Goblin mask. Like it's weird. It's like, dude, like
it's because you know, like you can see them winning the game. You know yeah, what I mean?
But then,
like,
then you gotta
they could get blown out.
Then you gotta remember who's on the sideline with the headset. Neil Brown. All right,
and then Ole Miss money line and LSU money line.
All right.
And then Army -4 playing North Texas. I don't know why I haven't been riding this Army team all year. I mean, North Texas cannot stop the run at all. I think they give up 160 yards on the ground a game. And that's all Army does.
Watch this be the week that the Army train, the Army gravy train just ends.
Yeah, as soon as I hop on.
That's usually how it goes, though, you know?
I know.
Like, I'm mad that I haven't been playing multi-unit plays with Indiana all year.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. I mean, the one time I played a multi-unit play was last week against Pitt, and I got absolutely wrenched within the five. Like, dude, SMU look like world beat. Is it? They look like I can't. They look good. I mean, they were flying around.
Till they lose like in 2 weeks to whoever they play.
Who's gonna be the team of the week? Little prediction. Who's the big winner of the weekend?
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss big winner of the weekend.
Ole Miss whoever wins Bama LSU, I guess you gotta say them because they're eliminated. You know, if they lose.
Yeah. Heisman. Who's taking the Heisman right now?
I mean, I think Cam Ward should be, honestly, but I mean, I don't know.
If Cam Ward would just knock off with some of those like bonehead plays that
but
Cam Ward's
Travis Hunter does play two positions, and it's like
I think Cam Ward's the reason why Miami is where they are. Like,
any other quarterback, they might be a 6-win team.
Yeah, I know. So I'm giving that edge to Cam Ward right now. But I wouldn't surprise me if Will Howard makes a late push here in November.
Yeah. No, oh, wait, what?
I snuck that in so nice.
I thought you said Travis Hunter, and then I was like, wait, what?
I snuck that in so nice. You had no idea. You said,
it'd be Judkins before Howard.
Dude, Judkins is nice. Travion's nice. It's like I love having two running backs, man. There's no greater feeling.
And I mean, actually, it'd be Jeremiah, but
I mean, Jeremiah has been like kind of disappeared these past couple weeks.
I mean, he didn't even have like a catch in the first half, did he? Maybe one for like 15.
Yeah, all they had that one target. He had one. He did have one.
Yeah, on that like their first real drive after the pick six.
Yeah. You got anything else?
Nope.
All right, guys. If you're still listening, thanks. We'll be back next week for week number 12, and yeah, thanks for listening. It's your favorite show. Without an outro. Peace.